Thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 73, entitled Increase in Learning. As I commune with the Lord in awe-filled reverence and fear, He is impressing upon me the importance of a continued relationship with Him. Proverbs chapter 4 speaks of a committed willingness to learn, to gain understanding and intelligent discernment. But this can only be through God's commandments and an established relationship with the Holy Spirit. In chapter 4, it is written twice, to obtain skillful and godly wisdom, acquire understanding, actively seek spiritual discernment, mature comprehension, and logical interpretation. In other words, get comprehension, operating in faith, as it is the beginning of wisdom, preeminent. When you honor wisdom, it will in turn honor you, confirmed in His word. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in Him, will gain new strength and renew their power. They will lift up their wings and rise up close to God like eagles, rising toward the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. Isaiah 40, verse 31 of the Amplified Version. Throughout the word of the Lord, we are admonished not to travel on the path of the wicked, to not be envious of the wicked, but to turn away from them. As it is written, "For the wicked cannot sleep unless they do evil, and they are deprived of sleep unless they make someone stumble and fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence." Proverbs chapter 4, verses 16 through 17 of the Amplified Version. As I pray to the Lord, my focus is to be a light unto others, not in word only, but in deed, as a minister of the living God. This being confirmed, but the path of the just, righteous, is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until it reaches its full strength and glory in the perfect day. Proverbs 4:18 of the Amplified Version. Know this, people of God. It is written, "You are the light of Christ to the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good deeds and moral excellence, and recognize and honor and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16 of the Amplified Version. God is addressing this with His people because we see every day how many are discouraged, feeling as if the people of God are hypocrites, saying one thing and doing another. It is turning people away from Christ. What I want you to understand is not everyone is rejecting Jesus. More people are being enlightened, rejecting a false representation of a king, the Lord of Lords. They are starting to understand that those who say they are of God, but are not walking in the light, are none of His. It is written, "Little children, believers, dear ones, let us not love merely in theory, with word or with tongue, giving lip service to compassion, but in action and in truth, in practice and in sincerity, because practical acts of love are more than words." 1 John chapter 3, verse 18 of the Amplified Version. So many say that they are of God, and people are watching every day. Although none of us are perfect and we all will fall short, it is important to walk in godly integrity with character and moral courage. As written, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. 2 Timothy 3, verse 4 of the King James Version. Now let me go back to drive this next point home. The previous scriptures provide a snapshot of what this looks like. For people will be lovers of self, narcissistic, self-focused, lovers of money, impelled by greed, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane, and they will be unloving, devoid of natural human affection, calloused and inhumane, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, devoid of self-control, intemperate, immoral, brutal, haters of good, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of sensual pleasure rather than lovers of God. 2 Timothy 2, verses 2 through 4 of the Amplified Version. We are seeing this every day. I want to remind you of what is written, an underlying root. But evil men and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in the things that you have learned and of which you are convinced, holding tightly to the truth, knowing from whom you learned them. 2 Timothy 13 through 14 of the Amplified Version. I have to point this out because when people go around and are disingenuous to others, they truly believe that they are in fact smarter, more cunning than that person, not understanding that their own views have become distorted, fallacious. I need you to understand that this is a sinful nature that will not rest. It cannot rest. In its madness, it cannot stop. Again, it is written, "The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble." Proverbs 4:19 of the Amplified Version. This is confirmed through countless scriptures admonishing us not to be deceived. I will reference a few of those here because what we allow in our spirit, what we see, what we hear, can beguile us in the worst way. You have to be on guard. As I've said before, you have to vet the information that you are given. Even sometimes it is best not to give heed, giving ear nor listening at all. It is written, "For such people do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites and base desires. By smooth and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting, the innocent, and the naive." Romans 16:18 of the Amplified Version. And again, let no one deceive you with empty arguments that encourage you to sin. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience, those who habitually sin. Ephesians 5, verse 6 of the Amplified Version. Because as we see today, evil escapes no one, even those with a haughty spirit. It is written, "The pride and arrogance of your heart have deceived you, you who live in the clefts and lofty security of the rocks, Selah, whose dwelling place is high, who say boastfully in your heart, 'Who will bring me down to earth?' Though you build your nest on high like the eagle, though you set your nest among the stars, I will bring you down from there, says the Lord." Obadiah 1, 3 and 4 of the Amplified Version. And let me close with this. Many will say to me on that day when I judge them, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and driven out demons in your name and done many miracles in your name? And then I will declare to them publicly, I never knew you. Depart from me. You are banished from my presence. You who act wickedly, disregarding my commands. Matthew 7, 22 and 23 of the Amplified Version. Remember, watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Proverbs 4, 23 of the Amplified Version. Consider well and watch carefully the path of your feet, and all your ways will be steadfast and sure. Proverbs 4:26 of the Amplified Version. Knowing that all of this can only be done through personal fellowship with the Lord. Always coming from a place of love, thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.